This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Are we leveling up?
We're going to level up.
Okay.
Name. Now, does that work?
I'll show you. Give it a flip. So, now,
in addition to the existing powers you have,
this sheet shows us that now, so at second level, you would have increased your hit points to 27.
You want to hear me eat?
Bloodied, obviously, it's half of that, right? Your healing surge increases as well. So here's the extra feats that they gave you. So now you have plus one to saving throws.
Because your new level is an even number, everything that includes one half your level gets better. Increase your attacks, defense, initiative, and skill check modifiers by 1 point.
So that's nice. So you get plus one.
To what? To all these?
Yeah, so all of your attacks are now plus one. All of your defenses, including AC?
Yes.
So this is actually 15.
Yeah, so now it's, so just go across the board.
So this is actually...
Increase your 17... 13, 11. And so all of the rolls that we do for attacks are now plus. So if they were plus 3 before, now they're plus 4.
Yes. Initiative goes up to 7.
And now I have any initiative at all, which is nice.
And so what's... Are there any other defenses? All of these.
Yeah, those are your defenses.
And all of my skill check?
All of the skill check modifiers. So it was a 0. Oh, it says a 0.
Where did you see an addition to initiative? Oh, I see.
So that even the zeros get up. Wow, great.
So everything goes up.
You just become a better person.
Yes. Anything you could do before, you can now do better.
Incredible. I can't wait to take that into account. Feat group insight. I grant allies within 10 squares of me a plus 1 racial bonus to insight checks and initiative checks, which is nice. Okay. So everybody gets another plus on that.
How does a feat work?
It depends on the feat, but a lot of times they're passive. So if your feat is human perseverance...
You gain plus one bonus to saving throws.
That's right. So we haven't had to do any saving throws yet.
I see.
When you do, you get a bonus.
You will.
And then, are these new spells down here?
Exactly. So
I have a new daily.
That's right. So here's your new hit points. Total hit points is 31 now. And then here's your new encounter power, and here's a new daily.
I thought my hit points went to 27.
They did. That's the second level. I think he's bumping us to 3.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You really are?
Yes.
You have explored vast expanses of this dungeon, killed lots of monsters.
Okay.
Gained experience.
So it's like when last we saw our heroes.
Right.
So I have a new daily.
Yeah. So now when you're looking through things to do, here's your new daily, here's another sick one. What's that?
This is once per encounter, right?
Yeah, it's your encounter power.
With a subtle gesture, you wreathe nearby enemies in flames.
So tell me what wreathing them in flames means in game terms.
It means 1d8 plus 4 fire damage and ongoing 5 fire damage. Save ends it.
And nearby means within 15 feet, 3 squares.
Yeah.
Explain this utility, it's a fighter utility to me. Unstoppable. Let your adrenaline surge carry you through the battle. Dailing, healing, martial, minor action, personal.
It's healing?
Oh, you gain 2d6 plus 3 temporary hit points. That's once a day.
Andy.
Wow.
So if I can't get
with
to
me,
you,
I'm hiccuping.
If I can't get to you, that'll be pretty nice.
So my new gray is daily, right?
Yeah.
My new gray is I run away really fast.
You may need it.
It doesn't have to be away.
Oh, I can just run fast.
And so you move up to twice your speed, but shift means that you're not provoking opportunity attacks with that movement.
So you could go anywhere you wanted. Like
right through the bad guys.
If we want to get you far away, up close.
I see. Okay.
You can put you right into harm's way that much faster.
Okay.
Once a day,
gotcha.
You can die.
I think I'm good then.
We're ready.
What was the mystery of the armor?
Well, there was an inscription with a riddle over a suit of armor after we defeated the vile Iron Tooth.
Iron Tooth.
Also called Bugrom.
But we didn't actually hear the riddle, or read the riddle.
That's Splug?
But considering that we're level 3 now, that armor's probably green to us.
Well, I have Blink now, so...
Never goes outside. Inscription over armor.
What?
Yeah, I'm not finding it.
Okay, we'll talk to him later. We'll call him.
The idea is that we solved the riddle, whatever it was.
Perfect.
I rolled and solved it.
And we're deeper now as Splunk or whatever. What's this guy's name?
Splug.
Yeah. Splug has led us deeper into the...
Is he still...
He doesn't really know his way around beyond the... area where you found him.
Oh, really? So he oversold his abilities.
He said he
abilities.
Could take us to the death cultists.
He said he could take you to the death cultists, and he led you to stairs leading down and further into the dungeon.
Okay.
He kind of hid behind you as you were fighting your way through some hobgoblins at the bottom of those stairs. But he keeps pointing you,
That way, for sure.
Voices.
Oh, yeah. Splunk likes to get critical hits.
Hey, did you do voices when you were a pastor?
No.
That's funny, because in the Catholic Church, they do voices for Jesus. Jesus always talks like this.
Yeah, it was Methodist, not so much.
What'd you say?
You're
in church with me, like,
yes.
Are you Catholic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like two levels.
Of Catholicism?
Yeah.
I'm super Catholic.
All right, you're right. So, we're moving ahead.
So you're moving ahead.
You have your confirmation name?
Francis.
Okay.
What's your confirmation name?
Patrick.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where Francis got his name.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Francis is named after your confirmation name?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay, we're back on track. So.
Sure we are.
Those are also, Jade, virgin birth. And we pray directly to Jade.
Wow.
Not to Jesus. And we're idolatry. And, you know, whatever.
American idolatry.
Where does our party start?
You're going to start at those doors right there.
So they're doors.
Yes, there are doors.
Oh, wow, he's got fancy stuff here.
He's got
tiles. Fancy tiles. What are you going to do with these doors?
I imagine something like that.
I sort of gesture.
I'm going to gurgle.
I sort of gesture with my chin over to the door at the dwarf. Just.
Yeah, all right, good luck with pushing the dwarf through doors.
This is where my... have I had any modifiers to my perception rolls?
You do get everything that plus one.
Plus one. Good, awesome.
That is a D12.
Well, you rolled really well.
What? Oh.
I am so ashamed.
But I got a 12. Did you see that?
Yeah, good job.
That should count as a 20. Seven. No, it's not. So seven, eight, nine, it's 10.
You think you hear... You're listening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you hear some shuffling or scraping on stone?
Could people be playing shuffleboard?
Mage, get up here with your special magic sounds.
I also have my light coin, which has come in handy.
Yep.
So we have a coin that has the light spell cast on it. We're having a lot of fun with it.
We've thrown it in the corridors.
You know, Evandra says fortune favors the bold. I simply press the door open.
Okay.
You die. You were boring.
The first thing you notice when you push the door open, and you're not in through the door yet.
It's an arbalest.
Actually is a horrendous smell.
Ooh.
It smells like there's been piles of meat rotting in here for quite some time. The next thing, once the light from your little coin shines through the doorway a little more, is you see the piles of meat actually standing up and walking around.
Oh.
You think there might be one just around that wall there? That's about what you can see at this point. These are walking corpses, and they look at you, come through the door, and they say, "Roll initiative." Because that's what monsters say in my world.
With a guttural howl. I rolled an awesome initiative.
You did.
20 plus 7, so... Or 19 plus 7. 26.
26 for Jim. I've got 13.
And I have 8.
None of you is going to go first.
So the zombies... Eight. The zombies...
Wow.
Guys.
I got a 27. Jeez. Or 26.
Maybe 27 would have done it.
27, in fact, would have been better.
Oh, jeez.
All right. The first thing is you hear a kind of howling roar coming up from a large stairway going back that way.
A roar?
Would you like me to do it?
No.
You don't have to ululate.
Holy shit.
Kill the light!
It moves right up to the door there.
How is that thing?
It's a hunched, undead humanoid creature with gaping jaws. Looks like it just wants to stuff your head in its mouth and start chewing. But first, it's going to grab at you with its claws. It's going to roll a 20.
Oh, my gosh.
A natural 20?
A natural 20.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
You're going to take 10 points of damage.
All of us?
No.
No, just me.
Just...
Oh, whew.
Yeah. So fortune doesn't favor the bold, necessarily.
No, well, no.
Fortune favors the walking meat monsters.
And you're going to be immobilized.
With fear or stench?
Neither. Actually, as its claws rake across your skin, you feel almost a paralyzing cold.
I see.
Spreading
it's
through
cold.
You.
Okay.
Now,
cold, guys.
It's
letting you know.
Jim's turn.
All right. Jim, oh gosh, this is a great time to use my new Expeditious Retreat.
Expeditious Retreat.
Retreat. No, but I'll stay in help.
Thanks, pal.
Let's see. I will cast... Where did I get this new?
Flame Shroud?
Yes.
So I got like a fire DOT now, essentially. But we have a big encounter here.
Yeah.
This guy's not next to him. I'm going to go ahead and do magic missile.
At the guy right up in front there?
At the guy that's attacking my cleric.
Okay, good plan.
So that's going to be plus 4 versus reflex.
And you're adding your additional plus 1 for leveling up, right? Oh, it doesn't matter.
No. I didn't add that either.
Would you like to move?
I'm going to go ahead and take a step back.
Okay.
I don't know if it matters outside, though.
Coward.
Yes.
I mean...
Awesome guy.
Thanks for helping.
Omen?
Yeah.
It's your turn. You can't move from that square because you're immobilized, but you can still otherwise act normally.
Okay. And so all red powers are once per encounter.
Sort of. Yes, in general, your channel divinity powers you can use...
Independently?
You can use any one of those once per encounter, but only...
Wow. Oh, okay, but channel divinity is a special thing.
Right.
That doesn't override my healing strike, let's say.
Right.
Okay, great.
Right, and your healing word you can use twice per encounter.
Okay, well, I'm gonna dish out a healing strike on this, whatever it is.
Okay.
At least that's the hope. That is 16 versus AC.
That's not going to do it. It nimbly dodges out of your way.
Yeah.
Is there any effect even on a miss on that now?
No. I have never hit with it, so I don't even know what its real effect is.
Awesome. Binwin, what would you like to do?
Well, can I... Yeah, I've got an empty space. I'm going to rush up and smack this guy with a... This is a... Red is per encounter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do a crushing...
Yeah, he's the tough guy, so...
Crushing blow.
Let's see how crushing it is.
17,
fight. That's a pretty good blow.
Right. So, 17 plus 7...
And then plus additional 1.
Yeah, plus 1. So, 17.
That's crush.
Yeah, that's crushed.
And what's the effect on a hit
each
for that?
That'd be 4d6 plus 8.
That could hurt a little bit.
All right, so we're looking at 10 here. 14 plus 8, math man, is 22.
22. You had it within yourself all along.
The magic was in me. If I just turned on my brain.
And you have moved up next to the cleric there?
Yeah.
All right. Within the reach of the ghoul's grasping claws.
You don't want to get grasped by this thing, brother. I'm just letting you know.
I'm not worried about it, man.
If he grasps you, it's over.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh. Omen, after your turn, you get to make a saving throw against that immobilizing.
I would love to. And that is versus...
You are just rolling a 20-sided die and hoping for a 10 or better.
I don't get it.
You don't get
it? Oh, no, actually it's 10. My saving throws are increased by 1.
No, they're not.
What do you mean they're not?
They're not.
Oh, yeah, you're special. You're
oh, that's
special.
My feet.
Yep. You're a special person.
Yep. A saving throw in general is just a straight roll. There's
it's kind of hard to argue with these guys.
Oh, so there isn't a gradient anymore. Right. It's just a coin flip.
Right. Your defenses fill the role that saving throws used to fill.
Yeah.
A saving throw is kind of a new mechanic that's basically a duration tracker.
Understood. Okay. Well, that is terrible.
Thank you. So you're still immobilized. The ghoul likes that. Now he's going to try to wrap those jaws around your brain and bite. The die landed cocked. A 15 against your armor class.
That does not do it.
He's very sad.
I'm not. So maybe he evens out.
Now wait a minute. Mr. Fighter attacked the ghoul.
Yeah.
You are a fighter, right?
Yeah.
So that means you marked the ghoul.
That's true.
I don't know what that means.
I read this, but I didn't quite understand it. The mark lasts until the end of the turn. It takes a minus 2 penalty to attack rolls if its attack does not include me.
Oh, so it's like a taunt.
And you get to make an opportunity attack on it. It is pretty much an aggro mechanic. The ghoul wanted to attack the cleric anyway because he was immobilized, so he could use a better attack against the cleric than he could against you. So now you get to swing at him.
Awesome.
Retribution for his attacking your buddy.
But I don't...
That's a part of it? He just automatically gets to strike at somebody who attacks somebody who isn't him?
Yep.
That's great.
Now, wait a minute. Does that mean I can use a special attack, or does it...
just a basic attack.
Just a basic roll. All right.
Your bonus ones are basic.
Can I have my dice that I threw way over there again?
Here, let me move this pile of skulls back.
Thank you.
I'm sure they're very particular about their skulls.
All right. 11 plus 6, or excuse me, 11 plus 7 is 18.
I'm not going to hit.
Okay.
Jeez.
Who are you drawing over there?
Him.
Having made that attack, the ghoul is going to shift away. Actually, it's going to move away. And
provoke another?
Grant you both the opportunity to make another opportunity attack.
But he lopes away after that.
Yep.
Is this a pool of fetid water?
That is actually a wall.
Okay.
Sorry, that wasn't clear.
That's right. Is it wall fetid in any way? All right.
Yes.
Here we go. You ready, Scott?
Yes.
You ready
let's
to get
it.
This guy?
Let's get him.
Absolutely not.
Scott, you get to make an attack too.
Awesome.
20?
13 plus 7.
It's just a miss.
Goal!
He's really nimble.
What?
He is a pimp. Hopefully these other guys are those minions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
We can just obliterate them.
All right.
I'm not worried about the minions.
Jim, Dark Magic, what would you like to do?
Sear them!
Sign autographs for the ghouls.
Let's see. Jim, Dark Magic...
Goes when Jim Dark Magic wants to.
The ghoul very nicely left you an opportunity to move into the room.
Yeah, Jim is going to move up behind the dwarf, but not in front of the dwarf.
You sure?
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen?
Jim could die. Jim's going to arcane missile this guy. Actually, I can go diagonally, right?
Absolutely.
And we've hurt this guy.
A little bit?
A little bit. But you might be the minion guys.
Right.
So he might just drop if I do.
Well, now, could you target this with a Scorching Wingwong?
I keep forgetting I can target an empty place.
Yeah, that's a weird idea, but you can do it. You could fry both.
Yeah, so I could do Scorching Blast here and hit both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that.
Great.
So this is going to be plus 4 versus Reflex.
Oh, yes!
So I assume that's
You're
a hit.
Going to hit the zombie.
It's plus 5, right? Because that never went out.
Yep.
Everything's plus 5 now.
But you do make separate attack rolls for the two creatures.
Right. So we'll do this one first.
That was the very high number that hit, right?
No, I thought I made an attack. Oh, I make an attack for both and damage for...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And damage.
Once, okay.
So that guy's 22.
So the first guy, he's hit. 20.
Okay.
Now you see...
Okay, now hold on.
Dark magic.
If he crits one of those guys, but that crit determines damage. So does everybody in the burst take full damage?
But it doesn't matter.
Oh.
So you hit the zombie, and sure enough, it's a minion. It crisps.
Ooh.
Okay.
Then you do maximum damage with the crit on the ghoul.
Which is 1d6 plus 4, so 10.
The ghoul takes 10. The ghoul...
Is that dark magic flipping his light corn?
That's dark magic with the light corn.
Nice.
You've bloodied the ghoul.
Good. That's great news.
It's better than not bloodied.
Jim feels like that was pretty good.
It was a good round for Jim.
Yeah. Jim thinks Jim did all right.
See, and the great thing is that you can Scorching Blast here. And if those guys, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
You can basically curve it.
When you just tipped our
nice
hand.
Nice job, Jack. You want to tell him anything else?
Omen, your turn.
I'm low on hit points, so I'm the one to attack. So tell me about channeling divinity.
Okay.
So it's a burst 2, so it starts on me.
You're thinking turn undead?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it starts on me
not to draw like
and
you.
Goes in two squares in every direction.
Correct.
Does
really?
That project through walls?
No.
So the wall would stop it?
Yeah. It can, in theory, go around a wall, depending on...
How exactly it's like that. Okay. Well, it's not quite big enough for what I wanted to do anyway. So I am going to go ahead... and Lance of Faith is cool. That is a plus 4 versus reflex.
Plus 5.
I just added. Ping!
What was that?
It was the lowest.
Wasn't it?
It's lower than. It's so low. Anyway.
It barely even has to dodge out of the way from that kind of feeble.
He's actually not impressed by your Lance of Faith.
Binwin.
Yes.
Do something awesome.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do that spinning sweep thing and make him prone.
There you go.
Where am I?
I can't hit him.
Yeah, he's
just
right.
Standing in the doorway.
Oh, that's right, but that makes him bad for you to hit.
Yeah, just go ahead and reap him up.
All right, then reap it shall
so
be.
So you need to charge in, though?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have to charge, he'll just move.
No, let's move up.
Yeah.
I know the difference between charge and move. So how many spaces?
1, 2, just do diagonal. 3, 4, there you go.
You shook the earth.
Yeah. As I'm trotting in there. 13 plus 7 is
20.
20 versus AC.
You sure you didn't want to charge?
Well, what do you mean? What's the difference?
Tell us about charging.
We didn't explain that to us.
When you charge, you can move and make an attack as a standard action together. So in theory, you can move and then charge. You make a basic attack at the end of that charge, and you get a +1 attack bonus.
Oh,
Well, he didn't tell us that.
No, we didn't know that.
But you have to use a basic attack.
It's a basic attack.
Oh.
Then yes, I'm charging.
Well, is that going to be better?
So you get a 21.
21, which is,
hey,
is what we need to hit. He's being a nice
otherwise
GM.
It's
a
miss.
Hold on a second. Help me out.
Here. He missed the target by one. If he charges, he gets a plus one to attack.
But you rolled a 20.
Yeah, and we need a 21 to hit this guy.
You roll a 20.
You rolled
a
13.
It was a 13 plus his attack.
Oh.
It wasn't a natural.
You know how in Warriors can charge?
Yeah.
And then stun him?
Okay.
You can do that in the game, too.
So we need 21 just to hit him?
This one.
This one, yeah.
He's their boss. Okay. He's upper management.
Not too bad. 9 plus 3. 12.
All right. Ghoul is looking shaky.
Thanks to a kind dungeon master.
No more of that.
Okay. I was going to say don't get used to it. So now the ghoul
Why
attacks.
Don't you just tell me the name of the movie you want to see?
Kramer.
Now the ghoul attacks Binwin. Again, raking its claws across you, it gets a 30 to hit.
Oh my god!
These guys run the show. These are dangerous
Was
creatures.
There an increase to my armor class?
By
yes.
one, yes.
By one?
By one?
Well, your health went up though, right?
Yeah. Yes, it did. Up to 43.
He has 43 hit points and he's, you know.
You take 5 damage.
No!
And you are immobilized. Now, this is where I just suck. Omen, you should have rolled a saving throw at the end of your turn.
Oh!
Let's see if you can have it out immobilized. Hey, you do.
Yeah, wow.
You were no longer immobilized. And then the ghoul went and immobilized Binwin. So it's Jim's turn.
Jim is ready.
Do Jim. It, Jim.
Jim stands ready.
Jim.
Jim is considering his options.
He wields the power of Arcane. His moves are never tragic. Can you see what I'm setting up? A rhyme with dark magic. It's Jim. Dark magic.
That's good.
Well, he's just so happy with himself. He can have that.
I'm going to do magic missile. Jim's magic missile.
It's customized.
Jim's patented magic missile.
What does it look like?
It looks like a regular magic missile.
Why?
When it hits, it goes... One spells out Jim.
Jim appears in like fireworks.
There you go.
Seared.
So this is plus 5 versus reflex.
On
the goal.
18.
Right?
23.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Yes.
Hose.
So this is 2d4.
Dark
plus
magic.
2d4 plus 4 force damage. So a 4 and a 4 is 8 plus another 4 is
Jim.
Damn.
You 12. Are awesome.
Pieces of rotting flesh are beginning to fall from the ghoul's form.
Blank.
So he's in a bad way.
Yeah.
So my damage didn't go up, right?
Right.
Okay, I was making sure. I think I drew aggro.
You pulled?
I think I pulled aggro. No, I'm okay.
You should have installed the omen.
Oh!
Okay, sorry. My name's Omen.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
Omen. Top Omen.
I always win Omen in WoW.
Great.
Get my name right to the top.
Yeah.
I win.
All right. So who turned? Oh, man, they're going to...
What?
So this is seriously like a Night of the Living Dead type situation.
I'm not worried about it.
You should be.
Well, I'm worried about the guy in front of me.
We're leaving.
Several zombies have shambled around the corner into view. Two of them are now attacking Binwin.
Oh, what?
But why?
But I've done nothing to... Oh.
24 against your armor class.
Come on!
And a 14 against your armor class.
Well, all right. So one of them hits.
4 damage.
I can handle that.
For now.
Oh. Is he foreshadowing somehow?
It could be. So they can go... They have a double...
Who the fuck is this guy?
That zombie looks a little bit more intact than the others. Like, it's not quite as likely to fall apart from a single magic missile.
Okay.
Then... This little creature appears out of nowhere.
What? Another creature?
I'm just going to set this whole room on fire. Heads up.
It's time. It's time to bring the pain.
You can take it, right, Dwarf?
Who the F is
can
that
make
guy?
An opportunity attack on it, actually, because it's just moved within your reach.
What's a imp? Who the fuck is that guy?
It'd be a great running gag if Jim is just constantly setting you on fire.
On fire. So, what the hell is our goblin friend doing?
But he's way back here.
Yeah.
He's like towering.
Shove him in there.
He's sure you have everything well under control.
Can we use him as a thrown weapon?
17 plus 7 is
24.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah, so that's a little big. I got him. And that's for 2d6 plus 3. Snake eyes?
It isn't 2d6 plus 3.
Yeah, my basic melee.
You're right, it's 2d6 plus 3.
So,
thank you.
Wow.
Five.
He will know the name.
Jim goes to the bathroom and does 5 damage, all right?
To the toilet.
It's a little clay humanoid creature that looks like this.
Oh, it's a homunculus.
Oh, sweet.
It's a what?
Yeah, that's...
What is it? He's a
homunculus? Yeah,
he's a
homunculus.
A homunculus.
He's humongulous. Actually, he's not. He's very small.
So it comes up and tries to bite Binwin there. And gets a 10.
What?
So the answer is no.
Right. So no.
Okay. So who's going where?
It's your turn.
Okay, now.
You're no longer mobilized.
No. Now, I want to go here. How many attacks of opportunity are we talking about?
One, right?
One. No, I lied, too. You have to provoke from either that guy or that guy.
Okay, well, that's...
Does he choose which one?
You can choose to go around this way or that way.
Oh, I see. Okay, what if I went there?
That you could do with provoking only from the zombie.
Okay,
you're leaving Jim exposed.
Think about Jim here.
Think about Jim.
What's going to happen to Jim? No, so that's what I'm going to do.
He's going to roll a 1 on his opportunity.
Well, he loses out. So, I'm channeling divinity to turn undead.
Okay. So you're going to be attacking...
It's a close burst.
Everybody within two... every undead creature within
two squares.
So, those four... This guy's not undead, so he's not affected.
He's just some guy.
He's
so, why don't you roll the damage for me first?
And we'll see who takes it.
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about 1d10 plus 3 radiant.
Radiant.
Actually, I have a good feeling about this one. All right. So, that's 10.
Okay. So now attack this guy.
Okay. 19.
You're attacking fortitude?
This is Will.
Will. He explodes. This guy?
That's 21.
Nice.
That's a hit. He all but explodes. Oh, wait. No, he dies.
Radiant?
Yeah.
Okay, that felt really good. Okay.
And this guy?
Yeah.
He explodes.
Wow.
Damn.
And that guy.
That is not great, but it's a 15 against Will.
That's a hit.
So a big part of it is matching up the type of attack to the type of enemy. So if I have attacks that go against Will, I want to try to use Will attacks against undead if I can.
You want to use Will attacks against creatures that have low Will. You want to use Radiant attacks against undead.
In general.
Because it does usually do more damage to them.
Yeah.
So you rolled a 10 damage, but that zombie there just took 15.
Yeah, because of the Radiant bonus. Okay.
Right. But it's still up.
That's fine.
But you killed 3.
Yeah, that was a good round.
Jim is pleased.
Oh, thank God.
Binwin, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to pretend I haven't been drawing, and I'm going to look and see where I'm at.
You have a little clay freak?
Yeah, I'm taking that homunculus out.
Clay freak?
And I'm going to use my,
So what is his
reaping strike?
Like, what is a homunculus? He's made out of clay, so he's shaped.
Give me a 20.
Do they hiss? Like, what are they like?
It's actually very quiet.
Oh, okay.
So you 15, would expect to hear a little clay footsteps 7. On the stone, but you
don't. But it's soft, and they don't really respirate.
It does have wings, but it's not flying.
Okay.
15 plus 7. If I do my math out, that's above 21.
Do we have 15 plus 7?
15 plus 7 is 22.
You hit him. He's just
plus, it's 2d6 plus 3 plus 2 plus 5. So, well,
I'll let you roll it. Oh, that's
10, 15. 15 damage.
15 damage. Okay. Let me try something here. Does a 22 hit your Will?
Yeah. Beyond. Smarty guy.
And does a 22 hit your armor class?
Yeah, it does.
Oh. The dwarf's, what do you use, a hammer?
Yeah, it's maul.
The dwarf's maul just slammed into you.
What? Over here?
Yeah. It's like the little thing just kind of bent the dwarf past it and hyper-extended his strike, getting way away from the microphones here, and slammed the hammer into you.
How did that happen?
He redirected the attack?
Yeah.
But it took 2 checks to do it. Interesting.
It attacked his Will. And then,
it used his...
His attack against your armor class. So how much damage was that?
It was 15...
How are you doing there, Omen? Is it Omen?
I've been better. No, Omen's good.
Omen.
My mother calls me Omen.
Okay.
Once.
Jim.
Jim doesn't like what he just saw. Jim's going to be honest.
You please do not set the room on fire, Jim, because
Jim is seriously considering.
He's turning this
seriously.
Entire...
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I need D20
to do what I'm
going
to do.
Jim is just going to. Jim's going to magic missile this one right here. That's sitting a little too close to Jim for Jim's liking.
Hey, now remember, you could hit him with a ray of frost too. And that would slow him down.
Actually, if I,
it's another less damage, but it's another option.
I don't want
to. Well, Jim's figuring out what to do. Bin would make your saving throw against being immobilized, please.
I keep losing d20s.
It happens.
Slow just means that
you're no longer immobilized.
You can't move as fast, right?
Exactly. You want to dish up the heat?
Yeah, I want to try to hurt him. Yeah, so I'm gonna do magic missile. Jim's magic missile.
Jim.
15 plus 5 is 20.
That'll hit.
Okay.
2d4.
So 2d4. 4 and a 2. 6 plus 4 is 10.
You have bloodied the zombie.
Okay. I was hoping for a little bit more. But
I'll take it.
Jim will take what Jim gets.
Now these zombies...
Special note on this one for
shamble
you.
Forward.
They're shambling. They're steady shambling.
Oh man, they're closing in on us.
Two of them will attack the dwarf.
What? No! I mean, shield.
You're a fighter, that's your job.
To get attacked.
23 armor class?
Yeah.
My dice are on fire back here. 10 armor class. So 4 damage. And one of them will attack the cleric there. Ooh, and get a crit. 4 damage.
I'm still doing fine.
Yep. Okay.
And then the bigger zombie shuffles around to there. It's kind of ticked off about that burst of
radiant
energy that just...
Yeah.
He's going to try to...
Crack. It's kind of a backhand swing, right?
To crush.
I just wouldn't have freaking drawn that hand that way.
Yeah.
It's your own fault.
22 hit your armor class?
Don't worry about it. It's not important.
Well, see, 7 damage. Like
all right.
How you doing there?
I go down.
I need a better
awesome. Sarek is down.
All right, guys. Take it to the hoof.
This is not...
So zero is just unconscious.
Just down.
Yeah.
Zero is the same as negative one.
All right.
There's no weird middle state anymore.
Oh, there's no weird middle state. I'm not just unconscious.
Well, you're
still
dying.
I still need to make the rolls. Yes. Okay.
All right, the little clay dude. Did I call him before clay freak?
Yes. These clay dudes, man.
Doesn't really like being next to the dwarf there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So he's going to shift back here and do some more kind of weird hocus-pocus-y stuff to your brain.
Oh, man.
22 reflex?
Yeah.
Some kind of bolt of energy shoots out of it and hits you, does 8 psychic damage.
Weird.
And you're dazed.
Does that come off of my hit points?
Yep.
Okay.
It's just a damage type.
I don't know. It's something like, when you see the backside of the hand, it's
a... Yeah, I guess. Because he's... Yeah, exactly. He's backhanding it. I don't know. Let's ignore that drawing.
So, I think it's time to make it hot.
The so, whole room?
You're dazed until you make a save, and you can't see the little clay guy anymore.
Oh,
he
man.
Hit you with this thing and then just winked out of existence. You can still see him fine.
Oh, yeah. Jim can see anything Jim wants.
Okay. Omen, you are dying, so
yeah.
Let's see a death save.
What's that?
A death save.
So it's...
Oh, strike one.
So that's, yeah, so three of those and then I'm out.
How much health do you have left, Scott?
22.
I mean, Finwin?
22.
Okay.
I've got 22.
You gotta heat it up. I'm gonna light this room on fire.
You might have to.
And it's Finwin's turn.
Alright,
good luck.
Did I skip right over you, Jim?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's Jim's turn. It's time to get it hot.
Oh, I skipped over you a long time ago. Okay, go ahead.
Jim would like to go.
I'll let you go. Just because I'm nice.
It's time for the fire shroud?
I don't know. I think I have to be close for that. What's close burst 3 mean?
That's a burst centered on you.
3 squares
away. Oh, 3 squares away. Okay, I'm gonna do burning hands. So it's close blast 5.
So that's a 5x5 square that starts next to you.
Okay, then let's see if I move.
If you move up 1 square, you can get all 4 of those guys.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to get the dwarf, although I could be wrong.
It happens a lot. It happens a lot. Yeah. I'll just try to do these guys.
Okay.
So Burning Hands is going to be plus 4 versus...
Do me a favor and roll the damage first.
2d6 plus 4 fire damage. So 6 plus 10. Okay, so 10. fire damage.
Okay. Now,
it's
roll your attacks going down the line.
Five, remember. Because it
was five.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with this guy and just go back.
Yep.
12.
12 against reflex?
12 against reflex is a hit.
Oh, on the zombie?
Yes.
Thank goodness. See, we just have to hit the right armor class.
Yeah.
So the ghoul was really hard to hit. The zombie's not so much.
So he takes 10?
Yep. He's smoking, but he's still up.
Really? He was bloodied before.
Yep.
Jeez. Okay. So the clay guy now?
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
19 plus 5.
That sears him.
He'll take 10 fire. That bloodies him.
Okay. Next guy back there. 9 plus 5.
14. Bah.
Okay. And the last guy. Another 14.
Good.
Two zombies down.
Nice.
All right. Binwin, your choices are now a little more straightforward.
Well, I still can't see the clay freak. Don't I have to make a saving throw or something against something?
Okay. Which I will try to remember, actually, this time for a change.
And then, so I'll try to take out this guy here in front of me.
Okay.
With my reaping strike. Oh, yes, that's going to hit.
He get reaped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The zombie falls. You want to move? Oh.
Can I?
You can.
Then
no, I'll, actually, you can.
No, because I'm dazed. Was I able to attack?
You were able to attack. Okay. Dazed means you can take a single action on your turn.
All right.
So now you can make a saving throw. You're still dazed. So you have no idea where that little clay freak is. All the zombie minions are dead. The non-minion zombie has a wizard behind him. Where'd you come from? He'll shift, so he's not attacking around the corner, and hit you with a rotting fist. Or miss you with a rotting fist. 10 armor class will miss.
Nice.
Great. Jim dodges.
Jim's got it all, man. He's got moves. He's got magic spells. He's with the ladies.
Did he ever put them on the ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Little clay guy comes up and
pops the one that can't see.
Tries to bite the one who can't see him, exactly. And misses.
No.
Nice.
It's like a 9.
Hey, listen, if you want to heal me or whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Jim doesn't do healing.
Your turn. See another death save.
Hey.
All right. You don't get any better, but you don't get any worse. Jim.
I love it. Jim is going to take a step back and cast Magic Missile. At this zombie in front of him.
All right.
8 plus 5.
That's going to hit.
Okay. So it's 2d4. 1 and a 4, so that's 5.
Down.
Plus
down.
4 is 9.
All right.
It collapses.
Jim did his part.
Well, Binwin, thanks, Jim. It's all clear.
Well, I still can't see the guy in front of me. Can I use my healing skill on Omen yet?
Can Jim say, sure, he's right in front of you?
He's right there.
You could do that?
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Because I can see him.
I can do a blind swing?
Absolutely.
Fuck. Fuck you, Omen.
Just going to be a basic attack?
Yeah.
Well, but if I tell him where he is, then he can do a better attack, right?
He will be attacking the right square for sure.
Let me at least try to tell you where it is.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did?
You
I
did
have
it.
A roll or anything for that?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
13 plus 7 is 20.
Against AC?
Against, yes. Regular.
You think your hammer just kind of, you feel it.
Yeah.
Hit
something
but not quite.
Kind of glance
solid,
it.
Yeah. You're definitely in the right place. Just not quite good enough.
And I didn't heal him.
Still darn it.
And I'm still dazed.
I can see him.
You can't see anything. You're
from
conscious.
The floor?
I could, though. If I woke up, I'd be like, hey.
Hey.
Let's
see where I'm going.
It's
going
to try to bite you again. Oh, that'll hit. You take 6 damage, and does a 15 hit your fortitude?
It ties it, so yeah.
Well, actually, no, because all these are plus 1.
Oh, it's so 16. No.
All right. So you feel its jaws clamp onto you, pierce your armor, and poison course through your body, but you're a dwarf. Poison.
Yeah, cast iron stomach. Plus 5 racial bonus save throws against poison.
Okay, nice.
See another death save. Death save.
Do it!
How many strikes do you have right now?
1.
Two.
Just 2.
Just 2.
Really heal me, though.
We've...
Jim?
Heal him!
Jim sees that if he wants this done, he's going to have to do it himself. And so Jim enters, and Jim is going to cast Magic Missile. Jim's Magic Missile. What?
Nothing.
I'm not going to heal you. Jim is not a nurse.
No. I know. I know what Jim is. I'm often reminded.
Jim rolls 8, 9,
but Jim
10,
doesn't
11,
hit 12, either.
13.
So,
J- Jim does not hit.
Thanks, Jim.
Jim is such a fucking jackass.
Binwin?
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm healing my buddy. I'm going to use my healing skill.
Surge.
All right, here we go. Hey, that'll be a plus +3 now, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
20.
You nice. Can use your second wind.
I'm going to. So that is the value of my healing surge. That's it.
Yep.
Right? Your surge went up, don't forget.
Yeah, yeah, it did. And my healer's lore doesn't... That's only when I grant healing.
Right.
Okay, so it's just I get my healing surge in hit points.
Yep.
Okay, can do.
Binwin, save against your daze. There you go.
You're back in action.
Yes.
Oh, now you can see the little schmuck next to you.
You son of a...
And make an opportunity attack as he flies away. Or actually runs.
Bam! Oh, nothing.
Oh, no!
I was still too dazed. They always run.
Jim's going to have to line it up, I think.
And he opens the door.
But he's not out.
Not yet.
All right, we can do this.
Jim's turn?
We have it.
It's Owen's turn.
He's back up. Owen's turn.
Standing up is a move action?
You have to stand up on the square you're in, then.
Way to go.
Heal yourself, man.
Heal thyself.
You...
Are you, like, opening his spell book?
Yeah, look at my spell book.
Oh, what's that?
You guys all have action points. You have an action point.
What does that mean?
You were never told about action points.
I assume that's what these chips are
so
for.
So now at this...
Man, that other dungeon master was bush league.
These are your action points. You can spend an action point to take another action.
What?
How often do we get these points?
Every two encounters you'll get another one. So you just started the day with one.
Every two encounters we get another one. And this has been one encounter.
Yeah. Wait. We've already had at least two.
That's bush league.
That is bush league.
Bush.
That's just enough.
So you can go die over here now?
I can die over there.
I'm going to go unconscious and be healed over there.
He might die over there. All right, you ready for this?
Let's do it.
So I can use this basically to get another action.
Yes.
So I stood up. That's my move action. I can use this to do another move action.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
He's within 5 squares.
Just?
Lance of Faith.
All right.
You crawl back up.
I hate him. I hate him so much. I'm gonna show him how much I hate him by missing.
I don't think so.
No, maybe. Plus no. Four. That's 16 versus reflex.
That hits.
Okay, great. D8. D8 plus 3. Yes. That is 11 points. And one ally I can see, in this case, Jim Dark Magic, gains a +2 power bonus on his or her next attack roll.
Jim appreciates it.
Jim sees you, you're +2.
And raises you.
All right. The Clay Scout is not dead yet, but one more hit like that will definitely take it down. And
the Clay
it's Jim's turn.
Scout.
Come on, Jim.
Catch that?
Jim.
Gotta stop him, Jim.
Jim's gonna line up a shot here of magic. Jim's...
Use your wand.
Oh, yeah. I'll use my wand of accuracy.
I roll to see if I tell him.
Jackass! So we're at 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Hit.
And you roll.
2d4.
Smoke them.
You need good rolls.
3 and a 2, 5 plus 4 is 9.
Down he goes.
Bam.
Once again, Jim saves the day.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
You need a big head about your D&D prowess.
I'm super good at it. I don't know why you guys think it's so hard.
I keep dropping the hits. Okay, so it's time to heal up.
Probably like one of 20 by now.
What's that?
You want to close that door?
He opened it?
Oh, yeah, the tile.
Oh, no, we...
Did we close the door behind us? We
didn't do it. No, that one is standing open. And at this point, Splug comes in and says... Oh, my masters, you are so mighty and powerful!
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Thanks for the help.
Couldn't have done it without your help, Splug. So,
No, my help is meaningless to such mighty heroes as yourselves.
I'm not going to open the door with these hit points.
It's open.
I'm not going to close it.
So we're out of action now. So we're just talking, right? Son of a bee!
I need hit points right now.
Well,
so.
Hold on a second. Like a lot of these sorts of cases, maybe there's something Jim can do to help.
can you move things with your hand?
Jim can't do that.
But there are other things Jim can do.
But Jim has many skills. Many varied skills. J- Jim can't do anything to help us here.
Okay. Well, I'm fine.
Jim, can't you throw up a fake sound of the door closing and maybe convince the people on the other side the doors have closed?
Jim could do that, yeah.
Hold on a second.
Why don't you just run up and close the doors, Mage?
No, I'm not running up to the doors.
Here. So
we're still in an encounter and I can move how many spaces?
Six.
We're actually not in tracking initiative anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm going to use my healing surges and heal back up then.
Then I would like to run up to the door and peek through.
Wait a second.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to shut them.
Yeah.
It's like he opened them.
And
before he does that, Jim would actually like to make a ghost sound right on our side of the door. The sound of a dragon.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna make the sound of a dragon.
What does that sound?
Roar!
Your kid could have done better than that.
What? Listen, Jim is making the sound of a fucking dragon.
To scare off whatever's on the other side?
To scare off whatever's on the other side of this door.
What if what's on the other side of the door is a horny dragon? Then you've screwed
Jim
us.
Then Jim dropped the ball.
Then Jim would be destroyed.
Well, no, Jim's back here. Then the cleric gets destroyed.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm healed up. Splug's gold.
So, Binwin, when you go up to close the door, you see actually an enclosed room.
Wow.
You're coming in here, and there's doors here, actually broken doors here.
Okay.
But you don't see any monsters. You don't see anything coming, responding to the sound of the dragon in heat or anything like that.
So you specify that it doesn't heat.
But the sound you made actually is defined in the manual.
Okay.
It's the sound of a. Never mind.
Yeah, James, I can joke. It's actually very explicit.
Very.
That's a double entendre.
Both dragon sounds are dragons in heat.
Hey, go ahead.
Jim Dark Magic, I thoroughly hope you realize that.
I'm gonna
dragon sound of the dragons in heat. This is like the invincible Iron Man would say. Never taught a dragon like the Mandarin. A big thing. Path time. I apologize.
I'm ready to go.
So you can take a 5-minute rest. Get
your
counterpowers back. Spend healing surges.
I would like to take a real life bio.
Enjoy.
I have a small bladder, like a little bird.
I see.